USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says a bipartisan group of negotiators has reached an agreement on the major issues of the roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package. And on that note, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says there will be a Wednesday night vote to move forward on the bill to begin debate. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, adding,
"This is also important to demonstrate that Republicans and Democrats can come together over really hard stuff to negotiate in good faith."
House Speaker and devout Catholic Nancy Pelosi is blasting House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, as she called him a moron for opposing a mask mandate in the chamber during her weekly press conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being pressed about calling Republican leader Kevin McCarthy a moron.
To say that wearing a mask is not based on science, I think, is not wise. And that was my comment. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
During a news conference, Pelosi, a devout Catholic, did not revisit the moron comment directly. She said the decision to reimpose the mandate was based on science, science, science. The Atlanta spa gunman pleads guilty to 4 counts of murder. With the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long, accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday in 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Cherokee County prosecutors had planned to seek the death penalty, but decided a plea deal would bring swift justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Reaction continuing to come in as the CDC issues new guidance regarding vaccinated Americans.
The CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of COVID transmission should wear masks in indoor public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he hopes the agency's reversal breeds more trust in the CDC's processes. He tells ABC News that the agency adjusted its guidance based on newly obtained data.
CDC, just within the past several days, received data to show that people who are fully vaccinated may be able to transmit this virus to other people. And they've acted on that. This data came out of outbreak investigations that they're conducting. That, to me, is a good sign.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Big tech banking app PayPal has announced it will now fight to root out hate and extremism among its users across the financial industry. The far-reaching initiative will be led through the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism, a leading authority on extremism, terrorism, and hate. What remains to be seen is what the exact definition of extremism, terrorism, and hate exactly are. More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.